such a great band. 91.5 WMFO, Frightened Rabbit. And The Woodpile. That one taken from... Stop. There you go. That one taken from Pedestrian Verse came out in 2012. Great band. Gonna miss them. I believe that they have a record ready to go, as a matter of fact. Jamie's here. before Fright... Oh, well, no. Well, we had two from Frightened Rabbit. Floating in the Fourth, we took a live version from Live Lung Frightened Rabbit. 2008, that came out. The National, their latest Guilty Party from Sleep Well Beast. It's 1 minute away from 1 o'clock. I was going to play, and I can't... I don't have time for that now. I'm surprised you're here. What's that?
Same.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to see you at Jackson Browne on Tuesday night at Harbor Lights, whatever the hell they call it these days. I'll leave you with Warren Zevon, Gorilla. You are our Desperado, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. Stay tuned for Jamie. He's going to be awesome. 91.5 WMFO.
It's 91.5 WMFO Medford Test Freeform Radio. By kids, for kids. Just kidding. It's by everyone, for everyone. All types. Folks, my name is Jamie. I'm taking the reins for the next hour. This is, and perhaps for the last time, taking the reins for the last hour. This is We're Having Fun. Potentially my last radio show. Probably definitely the last we're having fun, guys. It's been a wild ride. I've had a lot of, enjoyment with this show. So I hope you have as well if you've been listening. I certainly know my family has. And for maybe the unsung heroes, the guy who calls at 1:58 every day requesting that one song, keep on doing it. You keep the station rolling. You keep the station alive for sure. It's listeners like you. So yeah. Although, you know, if you're listening, I don't know what you're doing right now. It's Porch Fest right now. It's Porch Fest. So get out there. It's and there was rain yesterday, so it was rescheduled, unfortunately. To today. But get on out there. It's not the best day, but it's also not yesterday. So catch some bands playing stuff on their porches. I caught some riding on the bus on the way here. It's cool. I was like, I wonder why are all these people on the street? Oh yeah, it's Porch Fest. So yeah, get on out there, or stay shut inside and listen to WMFO. Either one's good. You're supporting local music, and that's a good thing, folks. I didn't really plan extensive. I wanted to do something a little different. I wanted to do something different. Just for this last go around. I didn't really plan too extensively. I kind of wanted to like go through all the tunes that like, I don't know, that I've played over the years and like that kind of like did a good job of summarizing like how my tastes have changed over the past 4 years of college. But that idea sounds kind of dumb. But I might do it anyway, just cause I don't really know what else to do. I could talk the whole time, but yeah, whatever. yeah, so I think that might be what I'll do. So I think it'd be fun to just start. I think maybe I should play the first song I ever played on. I DJed on the radio. I remember the first show I ever had was, I'm doing this for me, by the way. The first show I ever had was this show called DJing with DJN, because I was, it was a radio show I co-ran with my friends Dan and Noth. So you got your, and I'm Jamie, so you got your DJ, and it's very funny. Very clever as well. So we just played all the tunes that I wanted. I feel like maybe I should just play, I kind of want to play a song, like one of my favorite songs from that era. It would take me back. That would be crazy. And then, I don't know, play some more, just go through the years of radio that I've done, and just kind of, just kind of wing it as I pull up the song right now. It's a song. He just released, last year he put out his debut album, which won the Mercury Prize, so good for him. But this is a Subtract track featuring Sampha, and I hope you enjoy it, because I certainly did about 4 years ago. 91.5 WMFO Medford, I'll be right back. Is that the right aux? Oh no, wrong aux. Oh boy, alright. See, even the last show, there's going to be mistakes. I haven't learned anything.
Something goes right, yeah, something goes right, yeah, something goes right. And you're hoping that it goes right, that it goes right, that it goes right. You wouldn't even hope, you wouldn't even care. You wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't even care. When I've been the door. Standing in a dream world, sitting next to you, up in the clouds, up, up in the clouds, up, up in the clouds, sitting on the edge, looking down at the earth, looking up into space, up, up into space, up, up into space.
most of my life. Whoa, I've been feeling like things ain't gonna change, things ain't gonna get different. Is it better to let you go?
WMFO Medford with something goes right. Whoa. Spelled SBTRKT. But if you throw some vowels in there, you get subtract. I think that was like the first like big phase I had in college was that record. His self-titled debut. I really liked it, and I listened to it all the time, and I got really into it, and I played it on the radio, of course, as one does. I was looking forward unfortunately, his next album, not as good, not nearly as good. So I kind of fell off the wagon there. But it's okay because more bands took its place, as you can see. But first, Go Green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore, and isn't it more convenient to recharge batteries than go to the store and buy new ones anyway? A message from all your green friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. We're all about education here. We do it for the kids. We do it for the kids in your handy electronic devices. Although I will say, do not put them in your smoke alarms because... I feel like they die more frequently, so like you're gonna have to be replacing them a lot, and it's just like it's a big hassle. There I go again, speaking against the PSA. Folks, moving forward through Jamie's freshman year, couple tracks from a couple bands that I've really liked, that I've really dug, got super into over the years. Bit of Anco, Animal Collective, you might have heard of them. A little bit of Dismemberment Plan, probably haven't heard of them, but I'm gonna play them both, and there's nothing you can do about it except change the station. 91.5 WMFO.
Open up your throat and let the all of that time go. I know it sucks that daddy's dumb, but try to think of what you want. You got to open up your throat. Man! Open up your Thank you.
It may have had real potential, it never could show. It could have been great, it could have been something alright, but we never did keep it that tight. So what do you know? I get up at 5 a.m. I so don't need those dreams that I used to have. It could have been swell, it could have been off the hook now. If we ever had what it took now, I haven't a clue. I think it's as well.
Dismemberment Plan, 91.5 WFM Medford with Following Through. Before that, Animal Collective with Brother Sport. Two bands I was super into freshman year. Those songs were more around, so second semester I did, I had my own show. I think I still had DJing, but I also, I think, had my own show too. But I just didn't DJ. I just didn't do the DJing on DJN. But I had two shows because I liked doing radio so much. So I had my own. I had my own show. Oh no, I also did the DJing too. Well, you know, whatever. I had my own show called Behind the Curve. The theme being I was really into music that came out a really long time ago, and I was behind the curve. But isn't that how everything is? Isn't that how like most music is found? Like, I don't know. I feel like most people get into music that, like, you're not gonna just get into music that just came out. You're gonna look back. You're gonna dig the crates. You know. Yeah. So now I guess we're moving more into this show phase. More when I had more people on it. When I felt like interviewing guests and putting that work in. Couple tracks. How about some Everything Everything? One of my favorite tunes ever, probably. 91.5 WMFO Medford. One, everything, regret. I saw them live. Last winter, and they were phenomenal at the Sinclair. They were so good, man. They were so good. They were like probably one of the best concerts I've ever seen. Very good. I was into them in high school, but their new album came out. I remember the summer I started my show, the We're Having Fun show, and the Fun show. And it was really good. I had to listen to it a lot. Come Work Tracks, I got into sophomore year. Sophomore year was a real renaissance, I think, for me musically. I got into a lot of, like, darker stuff that I'm not gonna play. Like, a lot of, like, Have a Nice Life and, like, weird math rock stuff. But, like, I'm not gonna play that, obviously. But what I will play is probably the happiest song from Sufjan Stevens, Illinois. Because, man, ain't that a great record. Probably one of my favorite records of all time, if not my favorite. And also some Wilco. Wouldn't be a sophomore year without Wilco. So yeah, couple of those tracks. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Go, drove to Chicago. All things know. We sold our clothes to the state. I don't mind, I don't mind. I made a lot of mistakes in my mind. Slept in parking lots. I don't mind, I don't mind. I was in love with the place. In my mind, in my mind, I made a lot of mistakes. Crying in the van with my friend, it was for freedom from myself and from the land. I made a lot of mistakes. 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 All things go to recreate us. All things grow, all things grow. We had a mindset. All things know, all things know. You had to find it. All things go, all things.
that's not okay.
We're pretty far into the hour, and I've only gotten through 2 years of college, so we might just have to keep it to three. Wilco with Camera from Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Used to really not like that album, then I suddenly really liked it. And before that, Sufjan Stevens, of course, with Chicago off of Illinois. Moving on into junior year. Junior year, I got into like a lot of heavier stuff, like really heavy stuff. Like metalcore and stuff, but I also got into some stuff that's, you know, still heavy, still really fun, a lot of energy to it. My friend, one of my favorites, King Gizzard, Lizard Wizard, 91.5 WMFO. I gotta stop saying that. boxes. Sorry, that song transitions into another song, and I was playing off YouTube, so it's impossible to make that transition smooth. So I just cut it off there. Yeah, I know, I kind of cheated. I played, what did you just hear? King Gizzard with Robot Stop. Sorry for the profanity. It's my last show, I don't care. And then before that, Flea Foxes, or after that, Flea Foxes with Cassius from Crack Up My Favorite Album last year, and certainly a phase of mine. Yeah, guys, as usual, I gotta get going. Yeah, I guess this is my last, this is my last 10 minutes, 5 minutes on the air, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. It's been really cool. It's been an honor and certainly a pleasure to have DJed for this station for almost four years now. Had a lot of fun guests, had a lot of laughs, a lot of tears, fewer tears, but almost as many. Yeah, I remember when I was first trained here, and I was like, oh my God, I'm never gonna be able to do this. How do you talk to 8 people at once? How do you do it? 10 people at once. But yeah, I don't know. I like to think I've gotten okay at it. I've certainly changed a lot in both music taste and you know, just personality, and it's, you know, I feel you know, if there's one thing I wish is that I could access archives from like 3 years ago so that I could hear, you know, the amount of time my voice has changed over, you know, and also I don't know, but hey, the FCC is the FCC. We all know what's up with them. I guess that's the overall, I guess, moral of this show is no matter what, the FCC, the FCC will crack down on you no matter what. Just kidding. They don't at all. Not with our station. They don't care. yeah. But yeah, no, it's been fun. It's been real. I've had a ton of, I'm certainly going to miss being able to scrub some tunes. I might, come back and do subbing, just for the time being, just for the summer. But, yeah, I think this will be my last normal show. So, yeah, it's been a ton of fun, and thank you for tuning in. Special shout outs to my dad, my mom, my brothers, for tuning in when they could. And again, shout outs to any of you individuals who just happen to be tuning in who I'm unaware of. I appreciate you and your support. And yeah, that's what's kept me coming back all these years. So yeah, thank you. Thank you again. Of course, would not be a classic We're Having Fun episode without a request. So I'm going to end it off with one last request from my father, Jeffrey. And I will leave it at that. But don't go away. There's still more radio. There's always more radio coming up on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Yeah, it's been real. My goodness, I just messed up the last song I was going to play. Let's find it again in Rivendell. There we go. Ba-ba-da-ba-da. Let's turn up the right fader this time. Throw it on in there. All right, let's try that again. It's been real.
time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. The weekend in the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in?